This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, we invite you to join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Cody.
And Johnson.
And coming up, we're going to give you an update. And I don't know, I debated over this because to play this anonymous video that we have requires you to listen to the texty voice or whatever you want to call it, the computer voice, because, you know, anonymous doesn't tend to use human voices.
We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
That part's in there. But
so
it's,
anonymous is really just Stephen Hawking.
It's about
the code.
The Humanity Party, which we discussed here a few weeks, several weeks ago, I guess, maybe it's been a few months, but it was a little while back where, Cody, you were actually on that show. Johnson, you were not. And so we'll give you an update on what the Humanity Party is and why it's a bunch of BS here in moments. It's basically Anonymous is not only are they backing up what we said on the air that night, but they have done their digging on the guy behind the mask in the Humanity Party. So that's all coming up here on the show tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. But to start out, I want to do an update on the New Jersey weed man situation. He is facing 11 criminal charges for the dastardly crime of, well, being New Jersey weed man. I mean, come on. He's the weed man. Of course he's going to have weed on him. He's in New Jersey. He's a great activist. We've had him on the show in the past. And he opened up a restaurant, NJ Weed Man's Joint, right across the street from the City Hall in Trenton. And the restaurant is right next door to his cannabis temple. He's got a cannabis church where medical cannabis users are invited to come and use cannabis, use their medicine. And the police came in, they raided his business, and they raided the church. They stole, I think they said, $19,000 worth of cannabis and arrested 11 people, and then ultimately indicted him on 11 criminal charges. They stole his Weedmobile, as we reported last week, which was a really unique custom-painted van that he had. They stole that, and then they crushed it. They destroyed
it. Come on.
Yeah. Let's see, they also stole his girlfriend's car and their delivery truck. So, I mean, they're just doing everything they can to ruin this man's life. And it's not the first time NJ Weedman has faced jail. He's been to prison before, so he's not afraid of what that means. He can go back. So he's going to the mat on this one. He has pleaded not guilty on these charges. And I wanted to share that update here from the Trentonian at Trentonian.com. Wearing a tailored gray pinstripe suit and a ganja chain dangling from his neck, Trenton's well-known marijuana activist showed up more than 15 minutes late to court Tuesday for his arraignment, where prosecutors formally extended a plea offer that could send him to prison for years. Now, when we hear about plea deals, we're used to them being pretty sweet. Like, a lot of times the government will give you a sweet plea deal that'll kind of, you know, give you some suspended time. You won't actually have to spend time in prison or anything like that. And, you know, maybe pay a fine or do some community service. No, not for Weed Man, because they are trying to get rid of him. Ed NJ Weedman Fortune pleaded not guilty to 11 drug-related charges and was offered a 7-year plea deal to admit guilt to distributing drugs within 1,000 feet of the Daylight Twilight School in Trenton. Fortune would have to spend 3.5 years in prison, say prosecutors, because his past drug convictions make him an extended-term offender. So here's yet another situation where, because you've had some sort of criminal convictions in your past, means they're going to throw the book at you even harder, even though, of course, none of his, you know, drug-related convictions have anything to do with hurting another person.
Right.
But now they want to put him in prison for several years. Fortune and his attorney called the offer ridiculous, saying they don't believe the charge will hold up because of the distance between the school and Fortune's downtown business. The indictment says the school sits on the 500 block of Edgewood Avenue, about a mile and a half by car from New Jersey Weedman's joint at East State Street, according to Google Maps. Daylight Twilight is actually located on East Hanover Street, which is less than a quarter mile from Fortune's restaurant. I wanted to fall out laughing, said Fortune. That's absurd. He said after the hearing in front of Judge Anthony Massey that he will not accept any offer from prosecutors and plans to convince a jury to acquit him by arguing that the state's drug laws are unjust. So just to be clear, New Jersey Weed Man is going for jury nullification on this. So whether the state has him by the rules, by whatever the law says, is one question. But if New Jersey Weed Man can convince enough jurors, if he convinces all the jurors that the state's drug laws are ridiculous and need to be overturned, he could get not guilty. If he can only convince one juror to vote not guilty, he'll hang the jury.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the question is, will the state actually bring the charges around again? In the case of our friend James Cleveland, when he went to a jury trial, he was able to beat one of his two charges, and the other one they were hung on. So the jury found him not guilty on, I believe it was resisting arrest, and then the disorderly conduct charge they hung on. Well, they never brought that disorderly conduct charge back. They could have. They could have kept...
Yeah, is there a time limit on that?
No. There may be a time limit on whether or not they can bring it back.
Right.
I don't think there's a limit on them continuing to prosecute.
Right.
So they could have brought the case again, until they finally found a jury that would actually convict him on it. Again, this guy is tremendously courageous.
Well, only if the jury continues to be hung.
That's what I mean.
Right. I mean, they could keep bringing it back unless one of the juries went, nope.
Unless a jury actually went for not guilty. Exactly. And that's what Ed Fortune is hoping that he can do. And that's a pretty tall order. I mean, to get a jury in this day and age to vote not guilty, all 12 of them,
right,
is not an easy thing to accomplish. Although times are changing when it comes to the marijuana laws, and they're not accusing NJ Weedman of possession of anything besides cannabis. So he does have that kind of crystal clear, cut and dry case where he wasn't hurting anybody. He's just running his business in his temple, and the cops came in and tried to ruin his life. We got Big Cat on the line in Kentucky. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Big Cat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Cody, and Johnson.
Well, I mean, this is what I'm saying. You have to go against the jury.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you have to say that the jury is not right. You need 13 convinced that you're guilty.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. What do you mean you have to go against the jury, that you have to convince the jury they're not right? I missed what you're saying.
You only need one to
hang it.
Yeah, and that's what everybody gets you at, that, well, we don't want to take it to trial because I can't guarantee you what happens.
Have you been drinking tonight, Big Cat? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I mean, it's a beautiful day in Kentucky.
Sounds like it. So you are agreeing with me that you only need one juror to hang a jury, but I guess I still don't understand the point about the 13 jurors.
Well, you have to go to the jury. That is the.
You mean you have to take not guilty? You have to go with not guilty. You have to challenge a case. You have to stand up for yourself and actually go to trial and go to a jury trial. That's what you're saying.
No, you have to not accept a plea.
What I just said. I think we might be talking past ourselves here, because not accepting the plea is going to trial, which is what I was just saying. You're saying you have to go to trial. And when you say that, what you mean is it's the right thing to do to challenge the government people, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can represent yourself and pick the jury.
Thank you for your call, Big Cat. I'm with you, brother. Enjoy your night. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's
Jerry,
nice day.
Is wrong. Yeah, fight it.
It's a beautiful night.
Fight the jury.
He's right, though. I mean, with what he was trying to say, he was absolutely right. And
he tried so hard, but
Toll free number tonight if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. And that's what Ed Fortune is doing. He is going to the jury. He is prepared for this. And, you know, I hope that it works out for him. We'll see if there's any more details we can share from the case for you here in moments. The guy's a hero. And apparently there is a snitch involved in this. So Ed's saying, or NJ Weedman is saying he wants to see the discovery. The state doesn't want to give that over because it would reveal who the snitch was in this case. 855-450-FREE.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We invite you to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also coming up here tonight, why you should avoid wise-sounding but meaningless quotes. That's what Johnson's going to tell us about. And I'm interested to hear what some of those examples of the wise-sounding but meaningless quotes are. We'll get into that, too. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. And do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Well, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. As we continue here, New Jersey weed man is not taking the plea deal. He's facing 11 criminal charges for a raid against his business and his temple back in April of this year, the police targeting him relentlessly. Because he is the most visible person. And unfortunately, this is kind of part of the game of activism. If you become successful and you threaten the status quo, as New Jersey Weed Man is, then you will be targeted by those who represent that status quo. And that's what's happening here, trying to basically shut down his business and his church. The tack, as the article at the Trentonian explains, is known as jury nullification, which is where Ed Fortune, a.k.a. New Jersey Weed Man, is saying, nope, not taking your plea offer of 7 years in prison, where he'd have to spend at least 3.5 behind bars, not going to take the offer. He's going to a jury, and he's going to argue to the jury, not that he didn't have marijuana or that there's some sort of technicality that gets him off the charge. He's going to argue to the jury that the drug laws are unjust, that it's wrong for him to be charged criminally for possession or sale or sharing of a plant. And I sure hope that he is successful. We'll be watching the case as closely as we can here. And, of course, if you hear updates about it and you want to let us know, then please call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Fortune says, so he's going for jury nullification, and it was unsuccessfully employed previously by a Mays Landing man who was sentenced this year to 17 years in prison for growing 17 marijuana plants. 1 year per plant. That's pretty insane.
Wow.
And, you know, right here in New Hampshire, we actually had there was a guy, was kind of a hippie dude, Rastafarian character, who was actually arrested for growing plants. He went to trial, and I don't think he tried for jury nullification, but he actually had on his jury a Free State Project participant, Kathleen Converse, who managed to flip the entire jury. She took a jury of like 11 voting to convict and flipped all of them to go not guilty. And the dude actually got off the charges. He beat felony growing charges here in New Hampshire. So it is possible to do, but it's not an easy thing. Joe Pedito was the guy who got put away for 17 years for growing the 17 plants. His case drew attention from marijuana activists like Fortune, who showed up to support him at sentencing. Fortune says he feels his case is different from Pedito, who had an image problem with the jury. Fortune admits he can be an a-hole, turning to his girlfriend and life partner for confirmation, but he knows when to turn on the charm for the jury. He said, I'm not being bribed out of my right to a fair trial with a plea of leniency. I have a right to face a jury of my peers. The prosecution in this state cannot put me in prison without the authority of a jury, and I absolutely do not think a jury is going to convict me of these marijuana charges in this day and age. After the hearing, Hayburn addressed several issues, including a prosecutor's request to keep secret the identity of a confidential informant who allegedly purchased marijuana from Fortune at least 4 times at his business. Now, this is a huge problem, the idea of confidential informants being able to have their identity protected. Look, it's one of the basics of the Constitution is that you're supposed to be able to face any witnesses that are against you.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be able to know who they are. You're supposed to be able to ask them questions. And I've been to a couple of different hearings, a couple of different court trials, where they have actually had to put confidential informants and undercover agents on the stand. And that is something they do not like doing because they don't want people to know who they are, which is one of the reasons they'll push heavily for a plea deal. oh, well, you know, why don't you just take this plea deal? Because, well, we don't want to have to actually go to trial and make a case, because in order to make a case, we'd actually have to put the confidential informants on the stand, and then everybody knows who they are, which ruins their ability to be a confidential informant from that point forward.
Well, I mean, if you take the plea deal, that's less work for them, essentially.
A lot less
right?
work. So that's why I was surprised they didn't actually offer him a better deal. Like, they came to him and said 7 years if you take a plea.
Which is so crazy.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's a plan.
They clearly want to throw the book at this guy.
What blows my mind the most is, I mean, marijuana, cannabis, is a plant that has existed long before this idea of government ever came into our minds. So just imagine this poor plant created by Mother Nature for reasons we still don't know, but it sure feels good to smoke it. Then the government comes around and they're like, well, you guys seem to be having a little bit too much fun. We don't like you having too much fun. And really, that's all it comes down to.
Was that what it was, or was it in the 1930s where
there were
industrial magnates that were coming in?
Playing on racism, you know,
right.
Them black people coming around raping everybody, smoking their marijuana cigarettes. I mean,
that is one of the things that happened, I think, that is worth pointing out, is that it was really the industrial, bosses. It was William Randolph Hearst, who was the newspaper man. The DuPont Company, as you mentioned, they were the ones who were coming out with this propaganda campaign against cannabis, but it wasn't because they actually might have thought it was really bad. It was because it was bad for their business.
It was more about how much you can do with hemp, which is incredible.
Which is,
you can make shirts out of hemp. I mean,
you can make newspapers out of hemp.
Yep. Hemp protein. You know, for a while, back when I cared about my health, I was making smoothies, and I had hemp protein powder. Full of amino acids, omega-3s, omega-6s, a bunch of stuff I don't even know. But it's good for you, you know? I drink hemp milk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many amazing things. And zero THC, it doesn't get you high.
That's right.
You know, you can make rope out of hemp. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And guess what? There's a lot of established businesses.
Concrete.
A lot of established companies that would really be threatened by hemp being legal.
That's all it really was. So it wasn't even the fact that you could get high off of it, but that made it easy to propagandize against it. And so that's what they did. So anyway, so back to the issue of the confidential informants. The purchases were made four times. The last controlled buy took place about 2 weeks before the April 27th raid of his restaurant, smoke shop, and cannabis church. Fortune said he never sold weed to anyone and contends patrons at his businesses shared weed. He said there was weed there. I'd be embarrassed if there wasn't. Fortune points out police didn't start making a case against him until he sued the city and accused a high-ranking police captain of lying in an affidavit, claiming 30 people fought outside his restaurant before the raid. Hayburn said prosecutors' case, which hinges on whether police had probable cause for the raid, in which authorities say they seized $19,000 worth of marijuana, is already crumbling. He plans to vigorously fight for the name of the undercover informant. In Rich Paul's case, the informant took the stand. So the idea that in New Jersey you would be able to protect the identity of a witness in the case would be absolutely outrageous, and I would dare say unconstitutional, but who knows? It is New Jersey. Maybe you can get away with that stuff there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and coming up, we'll talk about Anonymous. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything you want. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. So with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Cody.
And Johnson.
All right. So you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. We give them all away. And I also wanted you to know about Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with a cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. To the phones and your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Evo in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Evo.
Hi, this is Ivo. What's going on, yeah?
Ivo, we're doing a radio show.
Who am I talking with, yeah? Who am I talking with over there?
You got a few different folks here. It's Ian, Cody, and Johnson.
Hi, Ian, Cody. Is it Cody Johnson or Cody and Johnson?
Cody and Johnson. So welcome to the show.
Oh, there's two of you. So I got three guys to gang up on me. Huh? It's pretty cool. I like that.
Well, if you like
me, I'm a little older than you guys. Yeah. You guys sound like you're probably 25 or 40 years old, you know, or maybe younger. I'm already 79 years old, you know. I'm going to be 80 years old. And,
well, congratulations on making it so far. So what were you calling the show about tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk about anything that you guys want to talk about. I want to talk about that buffoon Donald Trump. You know, he's kind of a buffoon. You know, I call him the pompadour guy. You know what I mean with that?
The what? Pompadour guy?
Yeah, the pompadour guy. You know that thing. You know, like
it's a hairstyle.
Yes, I'm familiar. Okay. So yeah, you're not impressed. You're not impressed with Donald Trump. What does that mean for you?
What don't you like?
What
is it the hand size? What's wrong with
Donald Trump? What do you want to say? You're a pretty good interviewer. Let me listen.
Well, see, you've missed the point of the show. Okay, I don't know if you're new to Free Talk Live. It sounds like you are. But generally in talk radio, you don't interview the caller. It's the caller who is calling to share something or some sort of thought or question or something like that. So, you know, we don't know you, Evo. So why don't you tell us what you think about Donald Trump?
Well, you know what? I think Donald's meant to be a nice guy, you know, and I'm talking to him as a nice guy. Called probably kind of a like a guy that takes the truth, you know, and bends it like 9 or 10 different ways, you know.
So like any other politician.
I would have to say he's a charlatan, you know. He's kind of a charlatan, but this is great for his ego, you know. This is a big deal for his ego.
Well, which is who is the worse liar or maybe better liar? I'm not sure how you would say that. Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Or are they about
equal? Well, you know what? Hillary's been, this is how I look at it. Hillary's been around there for a long time, you know. I'm not saying she's the best, but you know what? Would you ever have...
That just means she's a good liar, right?
She's got more experience.
You know, the husband wasn't too bad, you know. The country was pretty good under Bill Clinton. We didn't have any wars. No one got...
What? There were definitely some wars under Bill Clinton.
Yeah, we were over there in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Right.
Didn't Bill Clinton bomb an aspirin factory?
Something like that,
yeah. Yeah, you're talking about aspirin factory, but
what about Waco? That happened under Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah, things happen under everybody, but Waco. I mean, you know, they could have waited those guys out for another. And you know,
they could have waited them out, but they didn't. They burned them out
in 5 or 7 days. And you know what? I think David Koresh, you know, that crazy son of a gun. I think that David Koresh probably would have put the place on fire himself. You know, he wasn't a normal guy, but no, you're
well. That's what the government would have you believe. But
I think every candidate, it doesn't matter who you vote for, you're going to get the same amount of war every time.
No, do you
disagree with that?
I haven't been doing a lot of war lately, and believe me, I'm not a big...
Obama upped the ante from Bush.
Obama what?
Obama upped the ante from Bush. I mean,
he talked
a big game about peace and closing down Gitmo, and we've got more drone strikes, we've got more dead kids over in the Middle East.
Yeah,
it hasn't gotten better.
You're right.
Bush might have started the wars, but Obama didn't end them.
Over there fighting? And by the way, Obama listens to those damn generals. He says, I want to tamp this thing down, you know. I'd like to tamp it down, but he doesn't want to bring the war to the
bring you to the belief that the president is not the most powerful position in the government?
Oh, no, he listens to the people. But let me get back to Donald for a second.
Wait a minute, didn't you just say he listens to the generals?
No, the generals would like him to escalate the war a little bit more, you know, but Obama said to them, I'm not going to escalate this thing. I want to bring it back down like the old red line when he said, don't cross the red line. You know, we can't fight everywhere in the world. But when they get into that office, you know, you just can't.
Are you really trying to act like Barack Obama is some sort of man of the people who is lessening the warmongering of the United States?
Well, he did get a peace prize.
Ridiculous. Thank you, Evo, for your call tonight. Let's talk to Rusty in Texas.
I was going to say that caller, he reminded me of that character from... Have you guys seen Clerks?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
The one where he's like, you know, then in this week's paper, they were ridiculously saved at the 0 hour by a koala fish mutant bird. You know,
did
that
you recall
guy,
that from memory, or are you pulling it off?
I'm pulling it off of a script. Nice. You know, the guy who came into the store who was like, do you have any of those, you know, the nudie mags? I like to read them when I'm doing my business in the back.
He did sound very character-y, that's for sure.
I feel bad for anybody who still cares about the presidential election.
It's
got to be so exhausting.
I don't care a whit about it, but let's talk to Rusty in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, guys. Hey. Just quick note. I think in that Clerks character you're talking about, I think he's the one who got with that guy's girlfriend.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, I'm calling. Apparently, Gary Johnson, Libertarian presidential candidate, went on and kind of endorsed, said he was in favor of a carbon fee for.
I heard about that. Yep.
And I want to get y'all's opinion on it. To me, I don't think there's anything in the libertarian platform that would support that. I think Austin Peterson went out kind of condemning them, and I didn't know if y'all knew of anyone else, but I just thought it was very strange and.
Do you know what that's about? I mean, the environmentalists have made carbon like this evil villain. I'm not much of a scientist, but I really don't understand why carbon's so bad.
I don't get it either. I really don't understand.
Isn't it.
Can't
part
you just
of the
plant
building
more
blocks
trees?
Of life?
Right. I mean, can't you just plant more trees or whatever? And like, doesn't that solve
the
problem?
Yeah, the carbon was, I believe, higher previously in human history, like during the Cambrian.
Yeah.
Error during the dinosaur revolution, all that stuff, Cambrian explosion, the carbon level was a lot higher, and obviously plants and animals survived and thrived during it, and they say it can't happen again. But I want to get y'all's opinion on that, and I just want to make a quick kind of plug for Texas Independence. Right now they're having a kind of a talkathon, if anyone's interested. It goes on for 24 hours in case anyone has any questions on it about Texas Independence, Texas Nationalism. They can find it at dtnm.org, but just want to give a quick plug because it's kind of a big deal.
So
20 years
about Gary Johnson, and I do support your Texas Independence thing, and I think that's great that you guys are still moving forward with that. But look, I'm not intimately familiar with the Libertarian Party's platform, but I do know what their principle is, and the Libertarian Party's principle, which Gary Johnson, I don't know if he's ever actually read it, or if he understands it, is that you, as a libertarian, you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And most libertarians would agree that taxation is theft or coercion, that taxation is extortion, and that force is involved, and that if you don't pay the tax, men with guns may come and take your property from you or what you thought was your property, or they might actually haul you off to a cage or possibly kill you if you resist them. So, that Gary Johnson thinks it's cool to go out and advocate for a new tax. I mean, it's one thing to have him advocating for the so-called fair tax, which is like reorganizing the deck chairs on the Titanic. I don't support that either. But at the very least, that's just the deck chair reorganizing. Now he's talking about something that doesn't exist that he's calling for. That's my understanding. I haven't read the story. All I know is what I've heard from other people and seen in headlines.
It sounds to me like ever since Ron Paul, every libertarian-ish candidate has gotten more and more mainstream, if you will. You know, I had Rand Paul. Now you've got Gary Johnson. And you know, the supporters, even if they don't agree with all the stuff, what will they say? Well, he just has to play the game, but once he gets in office, he's going to do what he's supposed to do. You know, that's what they said about
Rand
Paul.
Are they saying that about him?
They might be. They might be.
I mean, at least with Rand Paul, they could make the argument that, well, at least Rand understands voluntarism. He's his, father's son.
You would think.
Gary Johnson doesn't have that. You can't say that about Gary Johnson. He's a former Republican who kind of sounds libertarian on some issues, like the war on drugs. But that's about it. And even there, he's saying don't legalize all the drugs.
Yeah, about as milquetoast as it gets.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And it's Ian in the studio with you tonight.
Cody.
And Johnson.
You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, then please go shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go through those links, whichever one works best for you, and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. We got an email today from someone who just kind of had a realization that he'd been using the Amazon app, and that therefore, if you use the Amazon app, you don't, you know, right, money doesn't go to Free Talk Live. So he said he was going to uninstall the app and then just only use his browser so he could always go through shop.freetalklive.com. Now, if you want to save a step, you go to shop.freetalklive.com, click on the Amazon right for you. So if you're in the U.S., you click on the U.S. Amazon. Then you can just bookmark that landing page because the landing page has our code built into it, that URL. So as long as you bookmark that landing page and just keep going back to that bookmark, you don't have to go to shop.freetalklive.com from that point forward. But, yeah, using the Amazon app will not help Free Talk Live, so do keep that in mind. We'll continue here with your calls and thoughts coming up. The latest on Anonymous and the so-called Humanity Party, something we delved pretty deeply into on the show several weeks back, maybe 2 or 3 months or something, 2 months or something like that.
It's been a while.
There's an update. Anonymous is revealing the so-called Humanity Party for what it really is, or at least the person behind it. Fascinating stuff. We'll get into that here. But first, your phone calls and thoughts. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Ralph.
You know, this black animal, Obama, or El Negro, I should say, he can't resist taking a broadside at Trump with over some remark that he made today in Louisiana when he said something to the effect. I don't know who he targeted with that remark. This is not my being here is not a photo op. He's being in Louisiana.
Oh, you're talking about Obama saying something about how he went to Louisiana because he's doing the right thing, not trying to publicize himself.
Yeah, we're always coming from a white guilty point of view, right?
What does that even mean when it comes to Barack Obama?
That's who you are.
I thought you were saying Barack Obama was a white guilty.
No, you. I'm talking about you.
Well, no, I'm not guilty. No, I haven't done anything.
I'm talking about you.
No, Ralph. No.
From that point,
that's kind of rude, man.
Well, I'm telling you, that is not true, sir, so you might as well just move on with whatever it was you were going to say. You're saying that...
What?
Is this the only thing you call in about?
You know, I would have agreed with you, Ralph, if you hadn't started shouting at me. I would have told you that Barack Obama is absolutely doing it for publicity's sake.
It's a publicity stunt.
That's what these small-minded people. Everything's going to be about Obama. Everything's going to be about white guilt or whatever. Whatever the media tells you to talk about.
If you don't agree with
care about.
If you don't agree with Ralph, you must be white guilty because he said so.
Man, your opinions have been chosen for you. God.
The fact of the matter is. It is white guilty that produced that
Go put on some Bob Marley.
Thanks for the call. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, actually, he's from the Philippines, so I don't know if he'd be into Bob Marley.
I don't know or care.
I don't think he does.
The most famous musician from the Philippines.
Bob Marley? No, he's from Jamaica.
Who is the most famous musician from the Philippines?
Good question. Honestly, I have no idea. I bet there's somebody.
They've got to have music.
Well, I mean, but yeah, I'm sure there's people who are famous in the Philippines, but I suspect you mean from outside of, like, who is famous outside of the Philippines for being from the Philippines?
Right.
I do not know, but if you'd like to answer the question, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. But what he was referring to was, and I would have kind of agreed with him, except for the whole, you know, his racist statements that he made. I would agree that Barack Obama claiming he's not going down for a publicity stunt or a photo op to this, this kind of destructed region of Louisiana, which we haven't even talked about here, but I've got a story about that tonight, too, if we get to it. But Obama going down there to do his presidential thing, he was saying essentially that, well, it's not a publicity stunt. I'm not even running for office. You know, I'm on the way out. Well, look, you still have a career ahead of you. I mean, I understand that, yeah, you could coast on the whatever pension you get as a president. I think they continued to earn whatever amount it was that they earned or something like that while they were a president.
Well, you should see the amount of money they make on speaking gigs.
That's what I was going to say.
Holy crap.
Right. Bill Clinton can command like $100,000 for a speaking gig.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Barack Obama wants to continue to make it look like he cares about other people. He still has that image to uphold. If all of a sudden he started acting, well, I mean, we know he's a jerk because he bombs people. But if he started acting like a jerk in public and, you know, flip the bird at some people, tell them to F off. I mean, if all of a sudden he completely changed his demeanor, and he's just like, F it. I'm on the way out. Screw y'all. That probably wouldn't go over.
That would be the coolest type of lame duck president you ever saw.
It would be pretty cool, but it probably wouldn't do him very well for future speaking engagements.
No, and he's probably going to have a book coming out at some point, you know.
Inevitable. Yeah, he hasn't had that yet. I guess you're right.
Was it Clinton that had one, like My Life or some? Oh, God, I don't even know.
Which, of course, they never actually write themselves. They hire people to write them.
Well, yeah, they're lazy, you know. Right. They've got to go to their vacation home in Kennebunkport or whatever
it is. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Ian, good evening.
Ricky, I can barely hear you.
You can't hear me now?
Okay, I'm turning you up. It's better now. Go ahead.
Hey. Oh, okay. I thought that was mine. Well,
I don't know.
All right, we cool now?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I wouldn't say we're cool, but you can go.
anyway, you know, I have a little problem.
You know, I mentioned a while back before, you remember a good number of months ago when I mentioned about BB&T and that takeover.
You were talking about a takeover of a Pennsylvania bank by the mega bank BB&T.
Right. Now, I'll tell you this. Now, I previously had mentioned that the issue is Section 21. I many times talked to my bank president. Now, there was a gentleman there from BB&T. And you see, what it comes down to is what people don't realize is BB&T is a very old company. They're older than the Mason-Dixon line. That gentleman that I spoke to was not from North Carolina. He was from South Carolina. That's the first part. Now, my right under Section 21 was upheld. Never would have been a problem before. But something bad happened. BB&T got mad. You know, because maybe I'm doing a lot more than that. So are everybody that or customers go in that bank. So that takeover can't work without people. Now, what happened to me, it was the other day. It was yesterday.
Are you as confused as I am, Cody, right now? Are you,
I
don't know the story.
I just had my bank account closed. Don't be confused. I'll explain. Now, what happened was I got a call from BB&T Securities. I should have Vice President of Security. Now, he called me. So you thought you had some concern. And I said, no, I'm on your call. I mean, I was already upheld. But, well, let's talk about it. Now, you said about policy, bank policy. And I said, policy? Well, first of all, policy is not a law. And he said to me about, well, here, now you need to comply. I like the word submit. That's more what he said.
Comply with what?
Their policy about carrying a firearm into the bank.
So now, you carried a gun into the bank, and they didn't like that, so they closed your account?
No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I'm testing their policy. See, that's the thing. Now, what happened is,
How do you test the policy without carrying the gun into the bank?
Because I've already exercised my rights, and I'll tell you, he said he respected my rights.
That doesn't answer the question. How do you test the policy if you aren't carrying a gun into the bank? You saying I've already exercised my rights does not explain that.
Right.
I'll explain. Now, that's why he, at the end of the day, did what he did, because he knows that I'm going to test that.
How does the Vice President of Security know that you're going to bring a gun into the bank? Did you write them a letter, an email, informing them that that was your intention?
No, I did better than that. I sat down with my bank president, and because of other things, too, because there's a lot of things changing with them now.
Is there a sign on the door that says no guns allowed?
Not yet.
So you sat down with the bank president, you went in there and you said, I intend to carry a gun into the bank. The vice president of security for the whole chain called you and said, we're closing your account because of this gun thing?
I'll explain exactly what happened.
I don't have time for you to continue explaining. Either answer yes or no.
Yeah, he said, if I don't comply, we're closing your account. And I got a letter now sent to me.
Yeah, it's their rules. It's their property. They can do what they want with it, Ricky. If they don't want to let you carry a gun, they can. Goodbye. If they don't want to let you carry a gun into their bank, then you either respect that or you get your account closed. I mean, there's one bank in town that won't let me open carry into the bank. And that's okay. I respect their choice. It's their business. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.